to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide advice, tips, and resource information on what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of our fantastic, incredible shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top that says Channel 1. Scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click that link. This will take you directly to our archive page where you can view the list of all of our past guests. And guess what? Our shows are also available for download on iTunes all the way from 2008. And you can check them out. All you have to do is type Question Reality Radio in the search box if you want to find out about who they are. And I've got some great guests, so you got to go there and check it out. Now, if you want to find out who our guests are, Lord have mercy, glory be, praise God. We have become so popular, we are booked until April of next year. Mm-hmm. So if you want to find out who's going to be on the show, you have to go to our official website, which is questionrealityshow.com. questionrealityshow.com. Now, as always, and I've gotten so many emails and phone calls, and I'll have to call you back, but guess who's here today in the hippity hip hip house? Oh God, don't people hate when a white person tries to be cool? But I'm going to do it anyway. We have the internationally renowned singer, vocal coach, and mother creator of the multi-talented, beautiful superstar, Catherine McPhee. Pisha McPhee is in the house! Woo! And joining her today is the vocal coach, songwriter, and arranger, and I think the Queen of England herself would stand in line to meet this musically gifted Michael Orland! Woo! Don't you love how people in Hollywood just applaud for themselves and clap? Well, we have to. We got to get people started. If we don't love ourselves, who the hell is going to get on the bandwagon,
that's right?
Right, Pisha?
That's right.
Michael?
In every way, right.
All right, honey. Now, these two, what I like to call musical glamazons.
Wow.
Yes, I have called you glamazon.
I love it.
Have teamed up to help people who are pursuing a career in the music industry to find their unique voice through their online workshop website called findyouruniquevoice.com. So you might want to go there now and check it out while we're talking. And today you will hear from this extraordinary team of star makers and heartbreakers. Yes, they are. And you may or may not already know, Pisha McPhee and Michael Orland are currently vocal coaches for American Idol and are two of the most sought after and respected vocal coaches in the industry. People are just hot on their trail. They just can't even go into the supermarket anymore. People are just lining up trying to sing behind them. They're like, get the hell out of my way.
I mostly just get caught in the 8 items or less with
Do you really?
That's
I always have 30 items in the 10 items
exactly.
or less, right? And you know, their students have gone on to perform on Broadway, star in blockbuster films, and top rated television shows, and of course win American Idol. Who in the hell doesn't want to be on American Idol? Now, who wouldn't take lessons? Let me ask you, who wouldn't take lessons and learn all of the audition secrets from these two? Right? Okay. So, well, we are going to try to dig a couple little vocal techniques and auditioning secrets out of these two today. You know, I'm all about digging. You know, I like the scoops and the gossip. So we're just going to focus on the vocal things today. So hopefully we'll get something out of them today. But We're going to talk to him later. So while I am talking, go to findyouruniquevoice.com and check it out, because maybe you want to call in and ask some questions. Now, I want to thank one of the fans, Michael, who called us over the weekend to tell us about the Laverne and Shirley movie. Yes, I did say that. Movie being read by Mark Rothman, who apparently turned it into a screenplay. I didn't hear about that. Any of you hear about that? Mm-mm. You guys are in the know. All right. So if you're not familiar with Mark Rothman, he was the co-creator and producer of Laverne and Shirley. Also, some of my favorite sitcoms like The Odd Couple and Happy Days and what else did he do? The Jeffersons. And I took Michael's suggestion and I looked this up on YouTube. And sure enough, Mark Rothman is doing this 8-part series on YouTube. Just 8-part. And what's cool about it is that it answers a lot of questions about how Laverne and Shirley met. And how it all began and what might have happened to them when the series ended. So he's the co-creator, writer, and producer. He can do that.
Yeah.
So you want to check it out, because it'll really – I was just so sad when it ended. I was heartbroken. Just like when Donny Osmond married that damn Debbie, I cried for a month. But I was a little better with Laverne and Shirley. But you always wonder – I don't know about you guys, Pisha, Michael, but when I am into a show and it ends –
devastating, right?
I'm devastated. I feel like I've lost friends, and I don't know where they went. Where the hell are they? And then I like to create alternate endings, which I don't know is psychotic, but I really like to do that. But with this, I don't have to wonder anymore, because he tells what happened to him. So you might want to check that out. So go to YouTube and type Laverne and Shirley in the search box on YouTube. And a big shout out for Michael tuning into us. He said he's been listening to us since 2008. Loves the show. Tells everyone about it. And I guess that's why it becomes so successful for people like him. So thank you, Michael. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I have to tell you, I was telling Pisha and Michael about this earlier, and we all agree we love TLC, so this fits in perfectly. Here is something that I know I'm going to hear a lot about after the show. The emails will come flooding in like they usually do. But now everyone knows that I'm a diehard fan of reality television. So I have to take a lot of lip from my family and friends about that. I don't know why people hate reality television so much on the East Coast. Michael, you're from the East Coast. They don't like it.
My family likes it.
Do they?
They better like it.
Michael's from, I believe, Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester, Mass, yes.
And you know, I was looking it up, and you went to some school. God knows I can't pronounce the name. Minichog! Yay! Shout out to Minichog. Is it still there?
I think so.
Is it still there?
Minichog Regional High School, 1979.
Oh, hi now! Did you graduate in 79? You look so young.
I know, doesn't he?
No, he didn't.
I know.
12th grade in 79?
I got a face for radio. Come on.
Damn, you look good, though.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to talk about beauty tips a little later. We're going to have Michael on the show separately.
I know. I interview him anytime I can.
I would think like 79, maybe college. Yeah. He's looking good, people.
Not bad.
Look him up.
Really good.
Looking good. All right, boys and girls. All right. So, I got to take a lot of lip about this from my family and friends, but in the words of Gloria Gaynor, I will survive. You are not going to take my reality television away from me. And in speaking of which, I thought I had seen everything on reality television because I watch it all, but I didn't think I could be shocked. And then a new reality television show came on called Here Comes Honey Boo Boo! Do you watch it, right?
I'm obsessed with tiaras and toddlers, so I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Oh yeah. My God, I never miss it. Do you watch Pisha?
I watch so little TV, but that's like TLC and HGTV. That's about
it. Oh my God, those mothers.
And
Honey
Oxygen.
Boo-boos.
And,
well, I'm going to tell you all about it. Here you go, baby.
A little
all
spin-off.
Right. So, okay, it's a spinoff of the TLC show Toddlers and Tiaras, which I also watch, of course. And this new reality show on TLC is about one of the 6-year-old contestants that appeared on Toddlers and Tiaras, named Alana Thompson, a.k.a. Honey Boo Boo Child. That's how she talks. Am I right, Michael?
Yes, and I heard it was just such the most talked about episode.
Yeah.
That they gave her own show.
Yeah, because what happened was she appeared on there, and she was such a standout from the other kids. This is what got it. I think this is what got her show, because she's this, these little girls are prim and proper and just like little Barbie dolls. Here comes Honey Boo Boo Child, and she's got a little, I'm like voting for her because she's chubby, and you know I got the chubs going on myself. I'm a little chubette, and she's got the little chubs going on, and she just grabs her stomach. She's like, I don't know what the judges are talking about, and she talks with her stomach. I'm like, oh my God, who does it? And then she says, this is what I think really got the people. She says, I'm as redneck as redneck can be. 6 years old, right? Now she how
Perfect.
She talks.
Yeah.
And then during one of the interviews, Honey Boo Boo Child just pushed her belly out, released gas and a burp with great skill and verb, mind you.
And
she's
very proud
really
of it.
Yeah. Proud of that gas and burping. I mean, they just rate that shit down in Georgia. So she apparently shocked everyone because she made a statement on the show saying she wanted to win money over a crown. And she said, I quote, "I holla for a dollar," which is a pole stripper term. And we're like, where the hell is this six-year-old getting "I holla for a dollar"? Where is she getting this? I loved it. I loved it.
I've never heard that term before.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. I loved it. I really did. So, you know, Honey Boo Boo Child needs some. She goes, Honey Boo Boo Child needs some cash. I holla for a dollar. I loved it. I was laughing so hard when I saw that. Lo and behold, I was thinking, this little girl needs her own reality show. Were you thinking that when you saw her?
And then she got it.
And then next thing you know.
Crazy.
You see on TLC, here comes Honey Boo Boo, and she will just snap that neck, you know. You know how they whip their neck.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, look at him, he can do it really good. Oh my God. So the next thing you know, I see here comes Honey Boo Boo. I was so excited to check it out, but Lord, I was not prepared to see what I saw on this show. Now, this show is not, Michael, for the faint-hearted or people with a weak stomach, because if you fall into either of these categories, you want to get your smelling salts, because this show almost took me down, and
wow.
It's pretty hard in one of the scenes. And I don't want to spoil it for you, but I'll just tell you about two of the scenes that almost caused Albert to run and get the smelling salts to use on me. Her family apparently are the family that they call them when there's roadkill. Right, Michael?
Uh-huh.
They're the family that gets called when there's roadkill, because they come collect it, take it home, chop it up and eat it.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Michael can confirm. So on this particular episode, they hop into the pickup, get the roadkill, bring it back to the house. They all have their cutting utensils, Pisha. They're all chopping this poor deer up, right, for dinner.
Oh,
and
I hate that.
I know. And Honey Boo Boo Child, she names all the roadkill. And so she decided to name this deer Darlene. And after they chopped it up, the father, whose name is Sugar Bear, gives her, Pisha, are you ready? Gives this child the leg of the dead deer, raw, bloody leg. She's got it wrapped in a blanket, carrying it like a baby, talking to it, calling it Darlene. Right, Michael?
Uh-huh.
Michael? And I was like, oh my God, she's dancing around. She's talking to it. Later on, after they eat it, she scrunches her belly together and she says, Darlene, are you in there? No, you can't come out, Darlene. Stop all that yammering. I'm going to squeeze you out, girl. Oh my God. My mouth agape. Michael, what were you doing when you saw this?
I loved it.
I loved it too, but I was still shocked.
I didn't need smelling salts. If I can get through, you know, Hoarders Buried Alive,
you can get through
Honey Boo Boo.
You can get Honey Boo Boo. You got through. Well, I nearly lost it.
I feel like I live on a different planet.
Yeah, well.
I don't know about any of this.
Go to McIntyre, Georgia, and you will see the full Alana Thompson experience.
God.
So it was pretty shocking, but bottom line is... if you like reality television like Michael and I do, you will love this show. It is, I tell you, check it out at your own risk. You're going to be, if you like to be shocked and awed, this is the show for you. Here comes Honey Boo Boo. Oh, that rhymes. Here comes Honey Boo Boo. Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock on TLC, the Learning Channel. Here comes Honey Boo Boo. Highly recommended by Priscilla and Michael Orland. Yeah. Right? Yay. All right. So now we've got through everything. We are going to get the party started because, Pisha, we are going to talk about the Dream Team, right? You two are known as the Dream Team. And you guys, from what I understand, you met back at the famous Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. Mm-hmm. I went there one time to see Maureen McCormick, long time ago in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And you guys were at the Cinegirl Club, and you were both performing and presenting shows. Now, take us from there. Take a how you guys met. What happened?
Well, actually, we didn't meet quite. At the, we would pass each other.
Oh.
We would pass each other.
We knew each other. Yeah.
I was doing shows there, and then he would play for different artists, and so we knew of each other. But I actually didn't. I always heard of him, and we heard of each other,
right.
And we always wanted to work together. Huh? But then I never really met him until Catherine got on American Idol.
Oh, so you
season five.
Oh, season five, you were already there. So when you with the vocalists that are on American Idol, you. Do all the mothers get to go backstage,
or is it because
you were her vocal coach?
No. I didn't start vocal coaching for American Idol until this is my third season now.
Okay.
So I started season 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And that was way back to season 5. No, I was just the mother in the audience.
Oh, okay.
But he's been on the show since season 1.
I was Catherine's coach,
one of her coaches.
So I knew Pisha because she would come to the audience. She would sit in the audience every week. So, you know, and I would go out in the audience and say, oh, my God, Catherine's so great this week. And wait till you hear this. And you should see
And then
this.
I would say, oh, I'm so happy she's with you, Michael. I'm not scared now that I know that she's with you.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a dual role being mom and vocal coach.
Yeah.
So it's hard. You have to let go of the whole vocal coach thing. And she really gave Catherine complete control, you know. As a mother, especially who knows you want to go, oh, honey, don't sing that. What are you singing this week? You sure you want to do that?
Yeah,
that would
not
be me.
Because you're in the know. You're in the know. And you have to be. And
yeah.
That's why all the moms on season 10 and 11 were just obsessed with Pisha, because she was there as a mother. So she knew how to help them as a mother dealing with it, because she had been through it. And, you know, we were also coaching all the kids.
Because we have a lot of mothers that are there for the minors. So if they're 16, 17 years old, 15, 16, 17,
right.
Then they're there. So that's how we...
I would imagine all the mothers come, don't they?
Well, no, they're not allowed to come with their kids.
They come to the shows.
But we're talking about the actual work, you know, when we're working with them and...
Yeah, the moms come, you know, their moms are at rehearsal, the moms are they have to be there.
Okay.
Because anyone under 18 has to go to school and has a parent or guardian there.
Right.
So they have a tutor.
Yeah,
exactly.
But when my daughter was on it, she was already 21, I think. Yeah, so she didn't have.
As a mother, with all the contestants, is now again reality television, Dance Moms, you know how they are.
I love that one.
Is it like that? With the moms on American Idol.
We've seen a little of both. Honestly, you know, we've been since you've been on, since season 10 and 11, we've had really great moms, right?
I mean, yeah, and also the kids are older. Those shows, their kids are little girls.
Yeah, it is different.
These, they're older, and they're not allowed, or we really encourage them not to come in the coaching rooms because it's, I mean, every now and then a parent will want to come in the coaching room with Michael.
And we let them.
And myself. We let them, but
we say they're totally fine in here. And I think we get a better performance, I think, from the contestant when they're not like going, okay, when looking for approval from their mom or dad.
We advise them not to have commitment because they're always checking. You know, they're always checking with their parents.
But that's what Pisha always does. You know, Pisha teaches a very big voice teacher here in Los Angeles, and she has a lot of preteen and all the, you know, kids getting ready for college and stuff. And that's so she has that rule at her.
So you know how to deal with all different types of moms because... I'm going to hit you with something. Guess what? 2001? Was it 2001?
Yeah.
We went to LACC to take vocal lessons. And we asked the girl who we should take them from. And she said, oh, you have to take them from Pisha McPhee.
Oh,
but she's always booked. I don't think that she's available, but let me check. She checks. Of course, she's not available. Oh, you're not available. So she says, well... how about Marilyn Savage? I'm like, okay. So we ended up taking, remember Marilyn Savage at LACC?
Yes, I remember.
So we ended up taking vocal lessons from Marilyn Savage. So then the next year we say, okay, we want to get on the waiting list. Sure enough, we got on the waiting list, but no Pea Shipping Fee again from 2001 until we never got a chance to take lessons with you. And then the next thing you know, you trotted off to La La, well, you're already in La La Land.
The
upper echelon.
Yeah.
But everyone would say, oh, you're taking vocal lessons at LACC. Then we went with Mr. Abbott. I don't know, Wesley Abbott, who was there. And I would say, well, you know what? We've had Marilyn Savage. We've had Mr. Abbott. But I hear that Pisha McPhee is really good because we never got a chance to take her. So she must be the hot thing in town. So we were recommending people to you, even though we never took a class. And, you know, my aunt is Marilyn Horn, who was the opera singer, and Marilyn Savage was her roommate back in college. So I told Marilyn, I said, well, Marilyn, I love you to death and everything, but I gotta recommend Pisha because everybody says she is the ultimate in vocals. Because people would come to me, there was a girl in our class who couldn't get into your class, but she had you. She said, oh, she's so nice and patient, and she's so thoughtful, and she's so intuitive. It's like she knows the question I'm gonna ask before. And I don't remember that girl's name. I can't remember, but she took you. It was like 2000.
I did that for a while.
Yeah. You know, LACC has a really nice little vocal program over there. So now when you guys are working on American Idol, and do the mothers ask you to give their daughter, because I think there's more than just you two as vocal coaches, right?
There's a bunch of teams now, but that help us. I mean, I've kind of become like the head guy because I've been there since.
I think I saw you at the piano one time, right?
Yeah, he's at the piano usually every week.
They show us at the piano.
Right, when we go to Jimmy Iovine's.
You're like the guy on Glee. You always are just there on the piano, right?
No talking.
Then there's the other lady who's really a trip. They're kind of scared of her, the African-American lady, but she's really good. What's her name?
Deborah.
Oh, yeah, is that
she's
her?
Not on the show anymore.
She's not.
Yeah, she's not working with us now, but she was there for a long time.
She was there. Oh, I thought that was recently. Yeah. Okay. Now, do you see things like you've been on there for a long time, Michael? Do you constantly learn new techniques of how to teach?
Well, you know,
how to coach students?
We don't get a lot of tech. I mean, like, Pisha's one of the greatest voice teachers in all of LA, everywhere. You can't get an appointment with her.
I know.
But we don't get a lot of technique time with the kids. Like, I wish that we could. I wish they could all have, like, a half hour every week with her. But we just don't have time for it. The kids are doing so much stuff.
What we do is we coach their performance, and then Michael, he's really in charge of making the cuts and making amazing arrangements for them.
Oh.
So it makes all the difference.
Mm.
So he does these amazing arrangements, you know, because it's very specific. It's like they want 2 minutes or they want a minute and 30. It's very specific of what the show wants. And so it's our job to have them go from, you know, that they can sing and that's fine, but to show their acting skills and subtext and to be exciting performers. So in the end, you know, we get the Phillips and the Jessica, you know, all these people that we train them to stand up to being having that star presence.
What you just said that you do. Was that the contributing factor for, let's talk about Carrie Underwood. When we first started watching Carrie, she was kind of shy, right? I mean, this is our opinion, Albert and I. She was kind of shy, good voice, we saw that, but she wasn't really performing. Now you look at her, she rocks.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Here's what happens everybody that comes through the Idol door, and including, you know, every single season. They even at the finale, they leave. They still have a great voice. They get a little bit more, but then they go on the tour that following summer. That's you can't get more. You can't pay for that kind of experience of playing, you know, 15,000 seat auditoriums and learning how to really sell your performance.
Are they still getting they're on tour from you guys?
No, not from us. But no, they're getting just life training. You know, I mean, really, what we do in 15 weeks with them is what people spend decades of learning mm-hmm. and really getting all that experience and all that exposure. Mm-hmm. You can't get, you know, people work their whole lives trying to get that.
Because it's amazing because they start, we see them and they can sing, but some of them don't have the performance ability. I think not the polish. They have a basic.
Right, they can sing.
Yeah, they can sing, but
that's
they don't.
Our job.
It's performing. You got to perform. Nobody wants to see somebody sitting there singing, reading, looking in a book at the words, and they don't want to see one just sing.
Closing your eyes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what Pisha's really great with their performance skills and, you know, all that. We work on them. You want to sit, you want to stand, you want to hold the mic, you want to have it in the mic stand. You want to walk in, you want to just be seated, you know, all that stuff.
And what the song is about. Because most of them haven't had any training on ideas of what mm-hmm. the song's about, who are you singing to, what's your emotional life. They haven't had any acting skill, none.
Right.
And so that's our job, is to help them with all
especially
that.
When they're young. Now, I think the only person that I, and of course you're the expert, you're going to tell me if this is true, but I think the only person who came on that show that I can remember and really rocked it like they were rocking the Casbah was my boy Adam Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
How much did you have to play? He had all that background. Theater,
you know,
background,
He was doing what?
Yeah,
musical theater.
He did Wicked, and he did this show here at the Kodak Theater for a while. But listen,
he also just had it.
He had it. You know, he came in with it, and he just learned more and more. That's what we love about what we do, is like just to be able to feed them a little bit of our knowledge, what we give them, and then watch them take, some of them take it and get it right away and just sail.
Yeah.
And some of it takes weeks and weeks and weeks of just keep doing it, you know, keep doing it.
I wanted to ask you, because, you know, Adam Lambert, oh God, I would be in tears. I'd have my little Kleenex next to the bed every week, because when he did Mad World,
that was amazing.
I nearly died. And then, of course, Saturday Night Fever is my favorite movie. So when he did If I Can't Have You,
that was
now,
one of my favorite arrangements.
You know what he... Exactly. But
yeah,
did you do that arrangement?
Yeah, that was the weird week.
Stop it. I've never heard a better arrangement.
Well, you know what's so funny is that... And people ask me this all the time. A lot of times we do try to come up with something different for them to do, but Adam Lambert came in every week and he said, like, he knew it was disco week. He said, I want to take a real typical disco song and make it a heart-wrenching ballad,
right,
which is one of my specialties. I was so excited when he said it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's what we wanted. You have to learn with respect how much you can change songs up. But he was so great. That, you know, being on Idol is playing a game. You got to play along. He had a mm-hmm. different outfit, a different look.
I know. His look always fit the song.
He changed things. He was such an unbelievable performer. He still is, even mm-hmm. bigger and better now.
But here's mm-hmm. what I don't understand. That arrangement, I said, oh, my God, I have never.
That's so sweet. That's one of my favorites.
And I'm telling you, Scorpio, I tell it like it is. I don't care if you like it or not. And I have never, ever heard an arrangement like that. Now, what I was disappointed in is when I bought the damn song.
It's not like that.
It wasn't on there.
Unfortunately, some of their iTunes versions, they just do like the stock song, and they don't incorporate our arrangements we do into the... You know what? Here's what happens. This is why they have to do it. We only do like a verse and a chorus and then a bridge and then a new chorus out, like a minute, 45 seconds.
Right.
They do the whole full versions. You can't... I mean, I think they should just sell the versions they do on
the
show.
Exactly.
That's
what,
yeah.
that's what I want.
Yes.
So thank God I bought the video.
Oh,
you know,
I'll send you my home video, my home CD of it.
Oh my God. Don't titillate me and just let me down. Oh God.
You got her now.
Oh, he's just done it. You heard this live, right? Everybody heard Michael Orr's going to send it to me. That would be a birthday present.
Okay,
now. You promise?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Your
with your autograph.
In every way.
Okay. All right. But you really rocked that out, so I really enjoyed that. Now, who do you, since you've been on the show, who do you feel, and I don't want you to single anyone out, but who do you feel, what genre of music do you feel that you excel best in, or is it you can teach anybody?
Right.
Does it matter, a vocal teacher?
No,
they
it
prefer?
Doesn't. It, no, because I feel like the work that we did with Scotty McCrary,
he
won, and he's country singer, and that's not my expertise, country singing, but
he becomes really good at it.
Yeah, I mean, but what my expertise is how he can be fabulous ridiculous, you know, and bump up his performance. And he had all the low notes, but he wouldn't show any high notes, so we would help him, you know, navigate into those high notes, and just his whole presence of turning the audience on and having a lot of eye contact. And so that was, so it doesn't matter to me what genre, that whether it's, and James Durbin, he's rock. We worked with him. And then, of course, Jessica Sanchez, you know, she does the big, huge, and then Phillips, you know, so it doesn't matter which genre,
and Josh,
you know,
we
help everyone, you know, it doesn't matter about the genre for me.
So, vocal teachers, okay, so people who are out there, when they're deciding to choose a vocal teacher, what tips, of course, that we want them to choose Michael and Pisha, but if for some reason they're in Georgia or Podunk and they can't get to you, we know we're going to talk about you having your online website, which now they have access to you.
They can get us now, but
exactly. But just say for some reason they can't. What do you tell a person to look for to choose a vocal teacher?
Well, there's
for
a couple
them,
of different
the best one for them.
Things. I mean, one thing is technique. Technique is where you're actually working on your voice. You're working on your range, your breath control, your tone, your pitch. You're working on your flexibility. You know, there's so many things, and you're actually building your voice. So you need to find a good technician that can train the voice. But another part of it is song choice and what you're going to sing, and then what's your performance, and then you have to have, you know, figure out what arrangement you want to do, and so there's different parts. Michael is a coach, and so I'm talking about outside of Idol. So you can go to Michael, you can bring so many of my students go to Michael, and they bring their songs, and then he helps them with
find songs.
Yeah, or you find songs. He's an expert at, you know, help him find all kinds of different songs. So many of the kids from the Tisch School, from all these fancy universities, they need songs.
Yeah.
And so they find songs, and then he helps them cut them. But he also helps them with their, you know, just everything with the song choice.
But I don't do the technique thing like Pisha does.
It's different.
Thing.
So that's a different thing.
I don't know how to fix a note. I don't know how to,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
But it's a different thing.
But I just want to add to what Pisha said, because I think, like, finding a voice teacher it's a hard thing. You have to, like, really, you have to jive with them.
That's right, the chemistry.
There are a lot of great teachers out there, and there are a lot of bad ones.
That's right.
But you have to like how they work, and Pisha's just very nurturing. That's the thing that I think we both have in common. We're very nurturing. We want to make it's all about building confidence.
That's
we
right.
get so little time on technique. It's about, especially with Idol, it's about making these kids feel so good about what they do and themselves. And that's what we do even as teachers and when we're teaching privately and together.
That's so true, because a lot of the work is in career guidance. It's in guidance of what's your vision, what's your dream, how do you see yourself as a singer, what kind of singer do you want to be? A lot of it is that conversation. It's not just one thing.
Now,
teach the whole student.
With that conversation, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I wanted to find out how both of you handle this. We've seen this a million times, especially in the audition process of American Idol. People come on and they start singing, and their voice is not compatible for the type of song they're singing. I find that a lot of people sing outside their genre.
Right.
I mean, you as vocal teachers know right away when someone is singing something and they should be singing a totally different genre, yet they insist they want to sing rock when they should be singing country or blues. How do you, if you have a student who wants to sing that way, what do you do?
Well, we advise them. I mean, I have a girl who is auditioning for one of the shows, the singing shows, and she has a country sound, but she's not from the South, and so she has a problem with the integrity of that. You know, she's competing against kids that are actually from the South, but she has a little bit of a twang. She has a great country sound, but she wants to do more of the R&B kind of thing. So it's just giving a lot of information, because usually people don't know, you know, what they want to do.
And or they think they want to sing rock and they shouldn't be doing it.
Right, and you need to advise them of what the reality is, or you know what the competition is too.
Right, but sometimes in we go on the road and do with we're part of the first round of American Idol auditions, and it's a lot of times the judges say to the contestant, who do you want to be? What kind of singer? A lot of these 15-year-olds don't know.
They don't know yet. No, mm-mm. They're so just experimenting.
Yes, and I think it's okay to experiment. And I think, you know, like for me, I learned to play piano taking classical lessons, and I think it was the basis for learning pop, jazz, show tunes, everything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's
I think
what
it's
they
just,
say.
So, you know, I always encourage, especially young people, explore every kind of music so you can really find what you love.
We think this thing the same way on that. So,
I agree.
To learn a musical theater number, learn a pop number, learn...
And today, like we were telling a class we did a couple weeks ago, that, you know, colleges now want everything. They want pop. They want a rock song. They want a theater song.
That's one of their assignments, is to have a rock song. And then look at shows like Smash.
Yeah.
They want a pop. They're having pop songs.
Right.
Then they're having the, you know, traditional Broadway, you know, thriller musical theater songs. So it's you have to be very versatile.
It's like Broadway. You got to be that triple threat, sing, act, dance. You
really do. Today,
and it's not just for Broadway anymore. You better be bringing that shit to L.A. because
you will definitely, and movies.
You'll definitely have an advantage. Well, we are going to get into talking about the steps because Pisha and Michael have a website. Hopefully you have checked it out. Findyouruniquevoice.com, and we are going to talk about every single thing on the website that they offer. But first, I'm going to throw them a little curveball. They weren't expecting this, but I'll be gentle with you. We are going to play something for you, and we are going to have you critique this. It's only a couple of 10 seconds, maybe, or 40 seconds. We're going to have you, if this person sent this to you, which is part of the process of your website.
We do that on our website.
On the website, they do say to send something in, and they offer a service, which is to critique it in various ways. So we are going to let you listen to this little clip, and we are going to have you give advice to this person about their voice.
Great.
Is that okay?
Great.
Oh, Pisha is lit up like a Christmas tree.
I think we both love watching. It's so much because we also like to critique the performance, but we get a lot of MP3s sent to us.
Get ready because you're going to be getting lots of MP3s. Okay, so without further ado, let's have Pisha and Michael hear this little vocal clip, and then we're going to get a critique. So whoever's supposed to play...
My first impression is I love the sound. I love her sound. I love the groove. I mean, I feel like when she's singing that she's kind of got a little sexy thing going on, and I really, really like that. What I would advise is when you're singing that, I can't tell you why, she does that like four times, quite a few times, that to vary that.
Oh.
It's really important to vary that. You don't have to do the same notes. You don't have to do ba-da-da-da-da.
And the same phrasing.
Right. You can take that and you can change that up. And it's a matter of experimenting with an inversion or, you know, you can do so many different things with it. You don't have to do it exactly straight.
Right.
And you can hold a note. I can't tell you why. But it doesn't have to be the exact same beat either. You know, as long as it stays within the phrase.
Michael?
You know what? I mean, this is what happens when Peach and I do this together. She, like, takes every thought out of my head and says it.
So if he goes first, I don't have anything to say.
Crazy. But I will say, I agree with that, because I mean that that's kind of hard to judge that clip because it was the part that had the chorus like that just repeated.
Right.
I would say that too. And for me, I would like to just fix that CD and bring the vocal up one hair. Like, I thought the track was one hair too loud, and I would have liked to hear the voice more. But I thought that girl had a beautiful voice. I loved the sound too, like Pisha said. I loved
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Was
I
that your
it.
Voice?
That was me.
I thought it was. Yeah.
It's skewed
now. It sounds a lot like your speaking voice.
Oh, it does. Damn, love it.
I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, you're lower, not that speaking voice, but when you're lower, when you have your lower, you know, yeah. you're high. I'm.
Oh, see, I can't fool a Scorpio. damn it. So, but that, no, now, yeah. granted, that is the only piece of the whole damn record that was in tune because I can't sing.
No, really?
No, I cannot sing. I sing out of tune. Albert says I sing in the double devil's triangle. What
oh,
is
no,
that you say?
You don't sing
I
out
like
of tune.
That.
You didn't change what? That. You didn't change yeah, any down.
No, I didn't. He had to put some echo on there uh-huh. and some what else? What did you do to
well,
it?
That was the part of the tune which was the most in tune. So I just took
oh,
that
that's
clip.
Awesome. Right.
But
oh,
you know what?
You.
A lot of times, you know, when you haven't had training, you when you're listening to another singer, right? When you're driving your car and you're listening to the other singer, it might be a male too. You don't have the right octave a lot
right.
of times, or it's not your right key, and so then what can happen is you can sing along, but you're singing in a different key, and then whoever's sitting with you says, oh, you're singing off pitch. So it's
right.
not necessarily true.
Right. Yeah,
it's,
I mean, I don't have a desire to be a singer,
off,
but I like to sing.
You weren't off at all on that.
And everybody loves to sing.
I
That's
love to sing.
Everybody
I love to
does.
Do it. I've never had any you know, aspirations to be a singer, but I love to sing any song. I know the words to every song, and I sing it whether you like it or not.
You know what?
You're
I
gonna
love
be tortured.
Singers like that. I love singers who just are in it because it relieves stress, because it makes them feel good. That's so great. You can
yeah,
do that.
I think that if I would have wanted to be a singer and I would have taken vocal lessons, I think I would have had a shot at being an okay singer because I
yeah.
love it, and that's half the battle.
But also, we can tell, even when we're not looking at the audio, yeah. we can, I mean the picture, mm-hmm. we can tell that you're in the song. You can tell.
Mm.
You can tell.
I was. One of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
I
was just
going to
say,
song.
I haven't heard it in a long time. It's one of those really great... Like, it almost could be revived because it's such a great
and
song.
And I like the breathy, cushy air that you were using, too.
If
yeah.
somebody does it on season 12, you won't think I stole it from you, right?
Oh, no. Oh, you know, Albert, he's a jazz musician, so he did the guitar and he did all the arrangements. He's not an
the
arranger.
The track sounded nice. I just thought it was a little... The
he did it on a four-track.
I'm impressed.
He does Beatles. He's Beatles fanatic,
oh,
so he did it
great.
On the little four-track. I said, come on, I want to record a song, just one song. So just to shut me up, he did that, and we took the best part, and that's all I got. But
we lost the other part. We've been
we
looking
lost
for it.
I think you secretly threw it away because you didn't want to hear me play it 50 million times. That's what it was. But thank you so much for
that
critique.
Fun.
I really,
it.
I love that you didn't know, but see,
I
we couldn't fool
That's
her.
That's amazing.
I'm not, found that. I wish I were that observant. As she's
yeah,
the greatest.
She's got a good ear for her to hear that, but she, you, it, my voice is very sing-songy, so.
And you
I
said
see
your.
Like, your voice isn't sing-songy.
It isn't.
You mean your speaking voice?
Yeah, they say I sound like I'm singing all the time.
Well, you're very animated. I mean, you're,
yeah.
but you're fabulous. I mean, you're
yeah, Walt
I can't,
Disney would have
I can't,
loved
you. I can't.
You're so animated.
I'm like this all the time. I think there's something wrong with me, but I haven't
so
been able, nobody's been able to detect it yet.
Don't go to the doctor.
I just love life. You know, I figure
yeah,
as long as I'm
do.
Able to eat my damn sugar and nobody's going to lock me up for it and I get my Snickers bars and I'm happy. As long as I am just eating my sugar and
it
I got a husband
the sugar.
Who knows that. It might be the sugar. I
it
do pop
be.
Myself up with some sugar.
Sugar.
But you know what? I
That's
love
right.
life. I love people. I don't care who
That's
you are.
So
I
great.
Love. You know, I'm from Connecticut, East Coast. I come from a
I
little
love,
small
what part
town.
In Connecticut?
Monroe, which
Outside
is in
of?
East Fairfield County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I love. When I got out, I kicked the dust off of that little town. I came out here and it were so many people. And I just love people from all walks of life. So. I don't care. What do you care? All right, let's talk about... Woo! We are going to finish this show with talking about the various things that Pisha and Michael offer you. Again, the website is findyouruniquevoice.com.
I just want to add that also, if you go on the website, there's a place to put your name and email address, and you get a free audio gift from us.
Yeah.
Oh,
free!
People make on at auditions. So
we are...
It's like a big, like a 30-minute free audio.
What page is that on?
Right on the home
right,
page.
The home page.
When you fill in your name and email, you automatically get
some. Oh, I want to fill it up to
oh,
get a gift.
Please.
Hopefully it's I want an autographed picture from both of you to
okay.
put in a frame on my celebrity wall. Okay.
Perfect.
All right, so let's talk about the first step, which is Ace Your Audition. So you guys have witnessed thousands of auditions. You created singing stars, scores of hopefuls, and together you guys are going to help people find their unique voice. Now, I understand that you offer superior vocal technique, of course, how to find unique voice, secrets to building unshakable confidence, insider tips to choose the perfect accompanist, that's very important, and material for auditions, mastering the most effective preparation techniques for stellar performances, a little known yet incredibly powerful formula for how to audition like a star, and pro pointers for handling mistakes during your audition. Do you guys really do all that? That sounds like so much.
There is. We have so much knowledge. It's kind of crazy what the two of us know from all our experience separately and together. And it's you still need to have the it thing that they're looking for. But for us, if you go in with as much education as you can, and having the technique, and having a decent voice, and having a great look, whether it's however it is, so it's just something different and unique. And having confidence, that's all it's about. We do, like I said, we do these auditions, and all you can tell from somebody is if they look like they want to be in show business, they're not dressed like they came to the audition because they have to hurry up and go to a barbecue.
They do.
And their, you know, ripped t-shirt. And they can sing on pitch because they sing a cappella. We can tell they can sing on pitch. And if they have confidence, you can have the greatest voice and have none of that, and you're just not ready yet.
Right. And most of them don't. Well, this was my first experience this summer going on the road to be part of the auditions. And the number one thing that I thought after seeing, you know, the thousands of people was how they need this information. And there's people, you know, in Los Angeles that need it, but also all around the country. These kids that came for the audition, they came from so many small towns, right, where they don't have access to voice teachers.
Especially of the caliber of the two of you, which is really great about this website.
Well, thank you. But the reason why we put it together is what we did is we got a small group of students, and we literally took them from realizing they want to have an audition, whether it's for your high school musical or for American Idol, for any of these shows, and what to do. So it includes the song choice, preparation, how you mentally prepare, how you walk in the room, every step that people, they have to be trained. Mm-hmm. It's not automatic.
Right.
It's not automatic. They're skills.
You got to learn it yeah, from someone.
And so that's why we did it, is because we wanted people, you know, you can just sit in the comfort of your own home and really, really study it. And then in addition, we added a pro vocal exercise for men and for women. And so you can start working on your voice vocally.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all part of the Ace Your Audition. So it's got vocal exercises.
Okay, so you are going to teach people the secrets that they need to know to get these, to go to an audition, whether it's an audition for, say, America's Got Talent, yeah, American Idol, or if it's at your local club.
Absolutely, or your college audition, whatever. And not that working with us is going to get you an audition. I mean, or going to get you the job. We're just trying to give you as many skills so you can go in with all these skills. We cannot guarantee anybody. I mean, we, you know, have to audition every day of our lives.
That's right.
And
right,
it's just, you know, it is what it is. But if you can go in with that much more knowledge than you had before you looked
right
this up.
And, you know, it's interesting because we're in the last night of the Olympics tonight. And, you watch these performances of the Olympic gymnasts and swimmers and all, and the training, the discipline and the training that they have had to be where they are.
That's right.
If people would realize that if you want to become a singer, you need to get as much training as possible so that you can be competitive, you know, with someone, because there's someone out there that's just as handsome, as beautiful, just as, you know, exciting, whatever, has great voice, but if you don't know how to perform, and you're just doing it in your living room for your mom and dad and your dog, you know, it's okay, but you've got to get to the next level.
Yeah, it's about performing. That you need to have the techniques. It's not enough to just sing. You can be a great singer, but if we're looking at you and you just don't
It can be boring. It's not their fault. It's literally don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So that's what we talk about. And we did a whole thing on subtext, which is so much information of what's your song about. We talked about certain songs.
And we've only made a dent in it. I mean, we're going to do separate talks and stuff and conference calls and stuff where people can call in, and we're going to do, like, even delve into everything even more.
Okay. Right, so. Right. So, but it's so valuable.
It is.
You know, to I mean, I think that people, anyone, even if you've been trained to refresh, mm-hmm. you know, it's so important. You know, doctors, they go to conferences so they can refresh on the latest information and what's going on. Michael and I are at the you know, we're at the core of it. We are sitting on the edge. You know, right. we are an you know, we coach for American Idol. You know, so right. it's like big time.
It's yeah.
So
it's
yeah. You're not going to get yeah. it. You're
so,
not going to get information.
So to get better. Information, right. you know, so we wanted to offer it, you know, at a really reasonable price for people that don't have access.
That's right.
And that's why we put together the valuation where you can send us your audio or your better yet, you know, your video, and we write back a definite critique to help you.
Right. So how does the audition evaluation work? What do they have to do? They submit a video of themselves singing up to 90 seconds of the song and that they plan to use it, that you plan to use in your audition, and then the recording doesn't have to be professional, right?
No,
so they don't
no,
have to
it can
worry
be in
about
their
it.
Living room.
And it
right.
can be a cappella. It doesn't even have to be with a,
yeah,
you know, a bad karaoke.
It can even
track.
Be their a cappella audition of what they're gonna sing
okay.
for their a cappella audition. But then we can say to them, I think the key was a little too high. I think you need to have, you know, the make sure you know your pitch mm-hmm. before you start.
You need
it
to
just
cut
tips.
This part of the verse, just get right to the chorus faster.
Okay.
You know, yeah. That's what we want to I want to tell everybody when we hear these, you know, thousands of people sing in a stadium, you know, I always say, get right to the best part of the song. You have to know how to show off everything you can do in 30 seconds.
That's right.
Because if someone can judge you that quick.
That's
they,
right.
And know if you got it
In
or
musical
not.
Theater auditions, you're judged very quickly.
That's
you
right.
get 16 bars, mm. you know, 32 at the most. And what's the difference between someone else mm-hmm. that has, you know, a great voice, great look, you know, right for the part? Why does, it's fascinating. Why does someone get a part and someone else doesn't?
That's right.
So
mm-hmm.
there is, if you can have as much information as possible. That's why we got so excited about it, because we realized that so many people just don't have access mm-hmm. to information
right.
and skills.
That's right.
Professional skills.
So when you send in your video or audio, they within 5 business days, regular service or 48 hours rush service, you will receive a personalized report giving them, they get a professional critique
yes,
of their singing abilities, and you give specific suggestions on how to make the audition the very best it can be.
Right, and we ask them, they get to write, this audition is for my High School Musical West Side Story, or
okay.
whatever. Then it gives us information of what they're using it for.
Okay.
And we really love it if it's video, it's even better, because then we can say, you had your eyes closed, or your hand is shaking, or, you know,
yeah.
things that they don't even notice.
Mm.
But audio is fine, too. You mm-hmm. saw in the audio that we did.
Yeah, they just critiqued me. And you heard what a great job they did. Oh, my God. Now I can say I got critiqued by Mike Orland and Pisha McPhee. Oh, Lord, my life is over. All right. It's best to send a video, as she said, of your audition, and that way they can evaluate you performing. They can see what you're doing. They can critique your body language. So don't just send something. I would recommend don't just send the audio. I would
yeah,
say
we,
send
we
the
do
video.
Both. We do both.
Because why wouldn't you get both? My
right.
God.
But we'd rather be able to do, you know, your whole performance.
Yeah.
By
yeah.
watching you.
Why not? 2 for the price of 1. I better not say that. I don't know what that is. Okay. So you get that. So now they evaluate the vocals, and that includes detecting pitch accuracy, dictation and articulation, vocal quality of tone, use of breath control, evaluation of your audition choices, including song choice arrangement, evaluation of your overall presence, appearance, eye contact. Very important.
Very.
You have your eyes closed. I don't know. It's like an LSD experience going on. Keep your eyes open, people. We want to see them. Stage presence, turnaround time. And now you offer something called weekend workshops. Tell us about the weekend workshops.
We've been doing a lot of them this summer. We've been going all over and doing master class. We were in Florida. We did one up north, and we've been all over the place. And we're going to probably put it on hold for a little bit, but we're going to start doing them again. But
okay.
We just have been
what are you
so,
doing? Yeah, the, what so, are you doing these workshops?
We go ahead.
Well, you know, we tailor it to whatever the school is.
Mm-hmm.
For example, one was Broadway Theater Project, and it was a lot of musical theater, but a lot of the kids wanted to work on pop songs, too,
okay.
for
right.
their repertoire. So what we like to do is we like to give a talk, and then we like to do a Q&A, and then we like to actually work with the students. That's okay. What we really love to do. So
and then the fun part is the meet and greet afterwards, where we get
I bet that's the fun part. And I noticed that you do the proper microphone technique, which I think is so important.
We work on all
very
that.
Important.
Very important proper microphone technique. How to use breath control to sustain larger notes, choosing the optimum key on each song.
Well, that's why, in the ACR audition with the vocal exercises, mm-hmm. it's really important that people do those. Okay. You know, if you're not studying with anybody, I mean, there's a whole breath exercise. There's things that you can do right away to help yourself to improve your voice. And we added that in as a bonus for ACR auditions. So it's very valuable.
I think so. I mean, I see these singers and they tap. Christina Aguilera is famous for tapping that microphone. Doesn't that annoy the hell out of you? It does me.
You know, moving. People don't even get they switch hands every other phrase.
I know.
Some people are very unconscious of the things. That's why we're big. I mean, the kids on Idol are so lucky. They get to watch themselves on national TV and see what they're. You go see how you were closing your eyes there. See how you were.
And they get to look at it afterwards. See,
which
and that's what you need.
The biggest tool, biggest learning tool. Yeah.
And then lastly, performance coaching. Performance coaching, yes. What do you guys do one-on-one like, or do you do it two?
Yeah, we do.
Do you Skype? Do you offer Skype service?
We have done that.
Are you gonna offer that?
It's just we're really booked right now. Oh, yeah. Like we're really booked, but we encourage people to contact us.
Okay.
And we try to help people however we can.
Okay.
It's.
I recommend these two. Do you not love these two? They're cute as a button. They obviously get along well, and they know what they're talking about. So if you want to get the very, very best coaching that money can buy, and I don't even want to talk about it, you go to the website, find out how much it costs. I don't deal with money, but it doesn't matter. I think you could sell your mother. I would.
It's
very reasonable, too, the online coaching.
The online coaching. I did look at the prices. They're very reasonable for the quality you're going to get. And you will be getting the instruction from Michael and Pisha.
Right.
There are no assistants.
No. We don't have assistants.
No assistants. You are getting it from them. What else could you ask for? So I say keep these two busy. Go to the website, findyouruniquevoice.com. They're on Twitter at Your Unique Voice and on Facebook, Find Your Unique Voice. Pisha's on there. Michael's on there. And hopefully I could talk him into coming back next year.
Definitely.
And I might become a student, but I don't know. I don't know.
I can't tell you why.
We're going to have you sing again.
Oh, I'm going to do another song. I'm going to do Catherine's song, Over the Rainbow. Oh, who can do that? Who can do that but Catherine McPhee? By the way, great congratulations on her success on Smash.
Thank you.
Second season.
Albert loves that show. I'm into reality shows.
What's the song for the Emmy?
Let me be your star.
Mm-hmm. Let me be your star. Isn't that the best song?
Yeah,
the
song from the show.
That's up for an Emmy.
Oh my God. Oh, I just can't take it anymore. It's just too much input. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Pisha McPhee, Michael Orland.
Thank you so much.
He's the little cutie, sits at the piano. And Pisha will be doing the vocal coaching on American Idol. Thank you for your little critique. And go to the website, findyouruniquevoice.com. And we're going to beg him to come back next year. So you're going to have to listen to the show and hear him next year. Okay, everybody. Thanks for. What the hell's the name of my show? Oh, Question Reality. Thank you for listening, Question Reality. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.